everybody, it's your girl Little Mo, and this is the Little Mo Show. To my right is
Greg Mwangunga.
Okay.
MediaTakeOut.com.
And he got on that blue suit today. Usually he wears green. Yeah. I say, where you get that from? That's not a Steve Harvey. That's a Stefflin Harvey. No. You Liddy, and to my right and left, I know you like, wait a minute. Is my mind playing tricks on me? But we got Twin 1 and Twin 2. Introduce yourself to everyone, because today we all the way live. I know it looks a bit different. You used to us being on the stage, but today we took it up a notch. We at the 4040 in NYC. And who better than to have than the people who run the gym?
Sherwin Robinson, Twin 2.
Sheldon Robinson, Twin 1.
Wait a minute. Twin 2. So I should have started over here first. Wait, why are you Twin 1?
I was born first.
And you was born second?
I was.
And y'all a difference of...
That's what they told us. Who knows? I think I was born
Yeah, because unless it's on tape right. or the internet, that means somebody might be lying. So wait, your birthday is...
November 23rd and November 24th, because I'm born before midnight, and he's born after midnight, so we actually have separate birthdays.
Wow, I've never heard of that before. And so November 23rd, isn't that Thanksgiving?
It's around, depending on the year. Last year it was Thanksgiving, yeah.
Oh, wow, so y'all get to eat and have cake and celebrate. It's lit. And then you're born on the 24th at like
12:01. He was 11:46 on the 23rd.
Yeah, because when we were talking, you would say y'all like 15 minutes apart. But what's crazy is, do you know if your mom had a cesarean or y'all was, I think usually
that's a
with
good
twins.
Good question.
Fifteen minutes, though. That's probably means it was a natural childbirth, right?
Yeah, well, I'm about to say because
it was started out natural, but it was 15 minutes because I was wrapped up in the umbilical cord. Yeah.
What did you
so
do?
It took me. You didn't want to come out. I was like, let's go. It's time.
I'm gonna be the only twin. Damn it! No, because usually with a cesarean, I think there's a certain amount of time you have to go in and go out. That's why I was just like, that 15 minutes can really mean life or death. But y'all both here, and it's crazy. Today is the first time I'm finding out that y'all are twins. I always see twin two.
Yeah.
But that's so when it was like the twins, I said from the 44, I said, call the twins in. I'm like, wait a minute. So this is like super cool. Y'all ever play tricks on anybody?
Plead the fifth.
Oh, wait a minute.
We've had some fun over the years, for sure. We've had some fun.
Wait a minute. I know in the industry, they be like, wait a damn minute. I just saw you. I just saw, because y'all literally, y'all doing the same hand. Look at, you see they doing the same hand. Y'all sit alike. Do y'all notice that?
Not really. It's just kind of natural. Yeah. I think for us, playing off each other, especially in this industry, it becomes a benefit. So, you know, if he's getting in trouble with a guest or someone, then I could kind of step in and help out. So it's, you know.
Oh, man.
We try to play some tricks every once in a while.
Yeah. You know, I actually have identical twin boys, too. So.
Oh, wow.
Wait, yeah, I thought you had triplets.
I do have triplets, but the two boys are identical now.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's interesting.
How does that happen?
But I have no idea. I mean, I tried. I guess I had a home run, right?
How many? Three for the man. If I could have got three for the price of one, but I got five for the price of sheep.
But the one thing that's different is one of my sons is left-handed and the other one is right-handed. Is that the case with you guys? Or
no, we're both. No, we're right-handed.
I didn't even think that's possible, right? Because if they have the same exact DNA, how is it that you could have one of them with left hand and one of them with the right hand?
Wanted to be different, and they were like, you know what? I'm going to just steal my left hand.
Okay.
So, look, mine's wise. Which one is the smartest one?
That's another I think we're equally as smart.
For real?
That's a politically correct answer, yeah.
No, because, I mean, let everyone know what you do, because there's a reason why we're here at the 4040 today. It wasn't just because they said, yeah, you can go in there. Nobody don't just get into the... Which room were you in today?
The Jay-Z Lounge.
Yeah, you don't just be, let me get back there, because I know it costs a coin. Matter of fact, are people even allowed in here?
They're allowed after paying a certain price. Of course.
Yeah, I was about to say. So the fact that I was escorted in the door, I ain't never came in before. I said, oh, dude, Beyonce and them must have called and said, Mo coming. And then I found out, now the twins is here, and y'all run the joint. So how did that come about?
I'll let Sheldon start that.
All right.
Basically in 2003, I was the F&B director of a hotel here in the city called the Paramount Hotel.
Okay.
And one of my liquor guys... We were talking one day. He's like, hey, there's a really cool sports lounge opening up. I think you might be a good fit for them. So he just took my resume and brought it over to Jan's partners, and they called me, and here we are 15 years later.
So both of y'all went, or just you?
I went. I got hired, and then 6 months later,
it was like, hey,
I told him, hey, I have someone that's just as good as I am.
Yo, that's crazy.
And he was working for Disney for the ESPN zones, and then he came aboard.
When you got hired, did you get hired in as manager or
what? As manager, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the spot.
Right on the owners, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was interesting because at first, when I heard of the concept, I was like, nah, I'm good. I used to manage this company called, well, concept called the ESPN zone, which you probably remember.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I don't.
What,
I
wasn't dealing with athletes and
I wasn't,
artists?
Back then, it was more of a huger, I think, market for that kind of family entertainment experience.
Matter of fact, didn't I do a show? Because I remember they cut me a nice check. Yeah, when the guys had them little wrap up parties,
right.
They were like, they want you to come through SARS last minute, but they got, I said, woo, 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 we there! Yes! Wow, that's like, yeah. This is like so super cool just to like find out that y'all twins on this day and y'all both, so y'all run the 40-40.
Yes.
Just the New York one, because I know there's one in Atlantic City.
Well, Atlantic City closed after the Hurricane Sandy, yeah.
But it's back popping out there now. Like, honestly, what's crazy is, and I'm going to tell y'all this, and maybe, do y'all run like 40-40? Is it the brand or just the New York one?
Well, as a brand, we run the brand now.
Because the reason why I'm saying is because Atlantic City is back popping. Like, it's crazy. It's almost like it's Vegas. Like, they really, everybody from Philly goes out there to party.
Right.
And, like, this weekend, which is the weekend that my husband fights, which is August 4th weekend, fight weekend, the Hard Rock just actually opened back up. So, like, they're really bringing, like, a heavy crowd out there. And everybody goes to the places. But I remember we went there 2 weeks ago. And we passed by where the 40-40, I thought it was still there.
Right.
But they was like, yo, remember? They said, remember when Meek Mill came? Like, it used to be so lit. It was so crazy. That, and I think, what's the name of that place? Rebel, whatever.
That
was there.
That was crazy, right?
That whole thing.
It came up and then just like disappeared as soon as it came up.
Well,
right?
The first year they opened was the last year we were open. And,
okay.
I think Beyonce did the opening party for that.
Yeah.
And, Atlantic City had great energy for a period of time. But I think, with the whole economy and stuff, when that kind of dipped, and they never really did the expansion as they had hoped.
Gotcha.
So that kind of just changed things. And the hurricane came and just kind of put a level all that.
Yo, it did. It was a ghost town at one point. I remember, growing up going to Atlantic City and then just walking the boardwalk. My brother used to tap dance out there. We were like, why is people throwing him money? But now people really be out there. Remember, there was a man out there that used to play the keyboard with his tongue. Like, if you want to make it anywhere, you used to have to go to Atlantic City. That's where it was popping at. So, but now we're in New York City, 40-40. What are some of the challenges, I would say, not only being twins, but with this business? Because, all right, so granted, everybody knows 40-40 for Jay-Z, but how do you keep it current, relevant, and popping? Because now everybody got a spot, and I'm be honest, y'all ain't got no hookah, so how do y'all stay lit without nobody smoke something?
Right.
For real.
Well, what separates us from most, I think, sports lounges? I mean, first of all, we're an upscale lounge, so people, they come here for a certain type of experience.
Yeah.
I think a couple of things. Once you come into the 40-40 Club, you're going to get great music.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is really cool.
Oh, it's always lit.
There's always someone cool in the building. We have a little motor there. Everyone's like, whoa.
Hey, how you doing?
So they come here for a certain type of experience. So for 15 years of us operating, every time you come, you're like, okay, we expect something a little bit different. Someone might be here.
Okay.
We always kind of have a good time.
And it's regardless if we're slow or busy. If you come in here on an off night where there's no sports, it's just about the vibe. It's about, the experience that we help create.
Yeah.
Our staff. And that's what's important.
We
don't really fall into there's things that different clubs do. And even though we're called the 40-40 Club, we're kind of a hybrid. Because we're just an upscale sports lounge. It's really what we are. And, we want to provide good service, good food, great ambiance, and then people keep coming.
One thing is the size of this place. I mean, I know a lot of people that are watching this, maybe they can't really see it, but this place is gigantic. I mean, it's like a football stadium, the stadium seating inside. If there's a fight or a game, there are plenty of places to go and sit down. So, just kind of maintaining a company, a restaurant, a lounge this size. I mean, there aren't many lounges this size in the city.
Grand opening, grand closing.
You nailed it on the head. That's one of the challenges that you're faced with when you have this size to deal with. And again, you kind of started with where 40-40 kind of came from. So it's for those who don't know, it's a baseball term. So it represents 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases.
What did
40
mean? I thought maybe that's when Jay-Z bought it. He was 40 years old or something.
Made his first 40 million, maybe.
Yeah. It's always
something. Younger.
So what does it symbolize?
So it's 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases in one season. So it's an elite group of baseball players that have accomplished that feat.
Wow.
It's a combination of speed and strength, which is very unique in athletes. You know, you have some athletes that are very, very strong. You have some that are very, very fast. But these guys are both. You have Alex Rodriguez, Jose Canseco.
Wait, A-Rod?
A-Rod. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's dope.
Jose Canseco was the first one to do it. And then Barry Bonds came behind. And then A-Rod. And then the last person was Alonzo Soriano. Yeah.
So, what's the importance of, like, let's just be real with it. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that, because this is considered a sports bar, it's not considered a club, right? Is it?
Right. No. I mean, we're a sports club, if you want to call sports. It a sports club. We're a high
Everybody league. Thinks, like, what's the name of that show? Power. Everybody thinks that everybody just be...
We're the ghosts of the industry.
That's what I'm saying. Would y'all be considered, like, ghosts? What ghosts do?
Well, I couldn't tell you.
Hey, we'll leave that there. What are some of the downsides? Because this place is huge, and I know it costs a cute coin to run. What are some of the downsides to it? Because people just think, like, I mean, y'all look like some... Y'all from New York?
From the Virgin Islands.
Okay, I'm about to say, y'all sound like y'all from somewhere. But y'all very well-mannered. That's why I'm like, they're not from here. They might be down south and moved up here when y'all was 15.
Right.
But no, it's just like, what are some of the downsides? Because a lot of people just think, this is not just club promotion. They post this fly up. We got somebody cool through. Right. Like, I'm just taking, we could cuss like, this is real shit. This is real life. So if it don't do good... Hey, yo, what's up with the twins? Have you ever got one of those calls? Did I sound like you? Did I sound like you? Did I love it? Not Carter, maybe Carver.
Those are the calls you don't want to get.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're always going to be, you know, challenging times. I think once you stay consistent throughout the course of the year, it'll all balance out. But there are some times where it's challenging. As Sheldon mentioned earlier, we're not the typical club. You have your promoters and so forth that kind of keep you afloat, that bring people there.
Yeah.
We're solely based on your experience. So you come in here and you're going to go tell a friend and tell a friend to come hang out here because it's a cool atmosphere.
Wings.
Wings are amazing.
Oh, my God. That was so gluttonous of me. But the wings.
We're going to have some here for you in a minute. We're going to make sure.
I can't even do that dance. My kids be doing.
So, guys, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that are watching this podcast, and they're interested in either starting a restaurant or a lounge. What kind of advice would you give them on what it is that they needed to do before they kind of made the jump into opening a lounge?
Don't do it. I mean...
that's the truth, though.
This is one of the hardest industries, I think, and it's... I think because sometimes perception isn't reality in this situation, in that you perceive there to be a lot of easy cash flow coming into most of your nightclubs, and that's just not the case. So you have to take your time to build a brand. You have to do a lot of your market research and understand what the people want in that situation. Mm-hmm. And then you have to deliver on all fronts and for a consistent period of time. So, I mean, you're setting expectations for yourself to be able to come in and sustain, you know, a business like this and generate X amount of revenue, but you're really trying to figure out who your clientele are and what they're going to want to see 6 months down the road and 3 years down the road.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Do y'all have like a focus group or anybody that brings y'all, or do y'all do it yourself? There are a lot of people who are out there on their own just like filling out the marketplace. So there are places that, is there any place that 4040 looks to be like, yeah, we got to be consistent, or is this, because y'all honestly really in y'all own league. I've seen a lot of places come and go. Yeah. We've seen, and I would just say just New York overall. This is one of the places, New York, Miami, L.A., Atlanta. This is one of the places that people come to party, to relax. And I know that as soon as I mention 4040, people go crazy.
Right.
Because this ain't one of the places you could just get into. The eliteness of it, but yet the comfortability. So you walk in and you feel like it feels like home, but it feels like it honestly feels like, damn, like I ain't know the Canseco, whatever the man name is. Like I ain't know all about that. You automatically just think that, oh, I come here and I might see Jay-Z. Uh-huh. That's what people think. So how do you, like, how did y'all break through that? Like, listen, Jay-Z ain't going to be here all the time. He might not be here none of the time. Because every time I come here, I always see Fab, Jeezy, Kevin Hart, all the Def Jam.
And but the twins.
Yep, the twins. Now I realize it wasn't you all the time. That's crazy. Like, I got to rewind my mind. I'm like, yo, I'm really going to
I'm
going
to tell you another secret. So I had locks for a period of time.
Yes.
Right. And I just cut them off in November to just kind of confuse the game again. So we figured, whatever.
Wait, did you have locks too?
Way back in the day. Yeah, I cut my ass.
So I showed you. So people like, don't you have a
beard? I started growing my hair first, then he started right after me.
Damn,
and then I cut mine first, and then he waited till he was 40,
So, by the way, we're both 40 at the 40-40.
We all 40 up in this country. We're 40-40 club for real, for real. I love it. You know, when you say it twice, like, oh, this dude is lit. It's lit. We 40-40 for real, real. Hello, ain't no sense acting like I'm 20 because my knee, I fell 2 weeks ago. I'm actually still. I need to get a cane.
It's different. It's different now.
Yes.
It's
different.
Yeah. 40 is not the new 20.
They lied. 40 is the new 50. Five. Because still on fire.
Can you just kind of run us through a typical day? Like when you get in here, I'm assuming you get in here pretty early. What does your day look like? Let's say that there's a big fight coming on tonight. What would you do?
Oh, yeah.
We start planning our the next day, tomorrow, today. So we kind of have our expectation of what's going on the night before, even the week before. So we obviously know what big events are coming up. We're planning and, you know,
strategizing. Do you have in-house promotion? That's what I want to ask.
We do, in-house promotion.
Okay.
Yeah. For instance, if there's a big fight coming up, you know, gotcha. We know obviously months in advance when it is.
Yeah, so
we're
Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, sending out blasts and so forth from our database that we have to reach out to people. And, you know, gotcha. Our staff involved in that with their social media and so forth. But, you know, we, from an operational standpoint, you know, besides the preparing for the upcoming events, when we get in here, we just make sure the club is show ready. So we close it to be show ready, but in case we miss something at night, you know, the next day it's about, okay, let's see, let's button up, you know, whatever loose ends we have, staffing levels, you know, product in the kitchen, you know, things that we may need at the bar, just the basic things that you need to operate. And then once we open, you know, this is like an engine, a well-oiled machine. So once it's open, it's going.
Yeah, I was saying, y'all don't have no days closed. Y'all
we
open
don't, 7 days a week.
And
so things that may happen on the fly, if we run out of something, we have ways of, you know, just putting an order really quick to get it, make sure we have it here for the next day. You know, if we sell more 40-40 wings than we anticipated because it was a busy night.
Oh,
you know,
Mo
for instance,
coming.
Tonight after the show, we have a big networking event later on tonight, so we're just make sure that we have enough product for that.
Gotcha.
And once that's going, it's just about, really it's about the guest. And in this industry, you can't really reinvent the wheel. It's always about the guest. It's been that way since, you know, whenever this started, and it will be that way for hundreds of years to come. So once you're trying to anticipate the guest needs and you're providing a product, you know, it's clean, it's what the guests want. And then, you know, you have those misses where sometimes you don't, you know, something's late, you know, then you have to be able to have a, you know, whatever plan of action that we have to make sure that the guests leave happy.
Got
in case they have a miss. So, you know, we and a lot of this is by the fly, you know, because every situation is different, every guest is different.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it may be the same thing, you have to react to the guest differently.
Do y'all have families? Like, are y'all married or?
Not married. We are the youngest of five.
Wait, so mama wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Wait, five? So and y'all are only twins?
Yeah. Yes.
Youngest of five, and you have a son. You have any children?
No kids, none that I know.
Because I was about to say, because you're literally always here, right?
Yeah, we're here a lot.
So what? What he said? What did your day consist of? What time does your day start, and what time is it over? There really is no hours,
well,
right?
Well, my son doesn't live with me, but on a, you know, when my son did live with me at that point in time, it was much longer days.
Oh, he grown.
Yeah, he's three.
Oh.
He's not that grown.
Oh, you can't leave him at the house by
himself. Yeah, no.
You know, I'd be wanting to leave him at the house.
Mom.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, our day would start, honestly, my phone would start ringing at 10 a.m. every day. So regardless of what time I get home, like mostly on Friday, Saturday night, I get home at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
My phone's back on at 10 a.m. It's ringing.
Email
and my
ringing
day starts.
Yeah. Our day starts. We might not be physically in the club, but
still.
You know, we're you know, operating. We'll come into the club 4, 3, all depends on what's going on that night.
Oh, my God. I would go crazy. Has there ever been a time where you'd be like, yo, 21 or 22, like, yo, I'm done. I gotta fall back. And he'd be like, nah. Like, do y'all glean from each other? How do y'all balance each other out? Because there ain't no such thing as all the days, good days, then there's the bad days. Like, how do y'all balance it out? For anybody that's looking to get into this industry,
yep.
Especially, honestly, doing business with family ain't the easiest.
Right.
And I can only imagine, like, even though y'all cool as shit, I know it'd be dead to be like, yo, I want to punch Twin in the face because he should have did it my way. I was right, even though I was born 15 minutes later. You know what I mean?
That happens quite often, actually.
Oh, man. Did it happen today?
Not today. But it all balances out. It's at the end of the day, if someone makes a bad call, a judgment decision, we either support each other in getting it fixed, and then we address it, and then we move on from it.
Yeah. We don't ever show our frustration in front of anyone. So I don't. There's probably, and you can count on one hand, anyone for our entire lives has seen us frustrated with each other. Period. So
you know, I've never seen you frustrated because there've been times, every stuff that be happening, I'd be like, oh man, I gotta tell somebody, and then. Literally, anytime I've had an issue, like with anything, like you really come through. Honestly, I didn't even know. I knew that you were a part of this establishment, but I thought you worked for Def Jam. Because I was like, oh, he must work for Def Jam. He makes sure everything. I thought you were in charge of this, the Jay-Z, this room. And I was like, oh man, he probably got this shit on lock. Because every time we come through, I was like, yo, this should be
lit. Well, there's times when I feel like I work for Def Jam and Rock Nation and
yes!
everybody else.
Like, you the boy. Anytime it's a problem, yo, you the boy. You make it happen. So, last thing before we end, because like, I'll keep on talking. Like, I love getting information and knowledge about things that you would just least expect. You know what I'm saying? You see somebody and you just never know what they do from a day on a day-to-day basis. Then you might not know that they have a twin. So out there, if anybody, what's y'all social media? Let's get that out. Or where they can follow y'all.
Just say, follow at the 4040 Club.
Oh, yeah. At the 4040 Club. That's 40 slash?
4040 Club.
Okay.
4040, yeah.
So follow that. And just some last things you want to give out. Like out
there.
Hold on.
Yeah. I got a couple questions.
Oh, go ahead.
So first off, I know a lot of people want to know, what is the best night to come to see celebrities? I know I've come here a bunch
of times. Oh, yeah.
I see Fab. I see Rihanna. Right. I see a bunch of people. But what is a good night to come? If you're in New York, you want to see her.
Because then no one here, the juicy gossip going to come in.
Fortunately for us, and being in New York, it could be any night.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't, you know, a night for us doesn't dictate who's going to be here. Because even, you know, again, celebrities in New York go out every night.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't say a good night for people to come and see celebrities, but, you know, our busy nights or our club nights where we have a DJ and it's a little more of a party would be Friday and Saturday nights.
Got it. Really? What about, like, for NBA games, football games? Yeah. Like, what if I'm, because I know a lot of people, they come here, they want to see celebrities. If not, just the allure of seeing a celebrity, right? Like,
right.
Rihanna might pop in or Jay-Z might pop in. So what would be a good day? A football game, baseball game, basketball game?
I know all of the above. Season was lit.
Yeah. Everyone knows us for...
The Super Bowl season was lit. It's always lit
I know.
Here.
Anytime
like,
it's playoffs,
I'm trying to think of like, nah,
playoff
no,
season,
no.
We're about for sure.
Because it's Monday night.
And then is it always easy to get in here, or is there times of the year where you got to like get on the list? I know we've been
that.
Parties and stuff like
that. You guys know what... No, any other, I'm going to tell you, y'all security, that's what I love. I don't like anytime it's easily accessible for people to just walk up, or you see a girl that just walk up and just like, I don't want to go in there because it just gives me a feel. But I remember Adrian Broner had a fight. Well, he fought at the Barclays, and like we pulled up and he didn't make it out that night. But his fiance's mom and dad came through, and when we pulled up, like. And they were like, they was their first time in New York, and it's their first time out, and they had such a great time. Like, it was, they're from Ohio, so they talked about this. So now people from Ohio be like, yo, we gotta go. People have hit me like, yo, I gotta go there. Yeah. It's like a 44, I would say this, the way y'all have it, it's an experience. You have to
it's like
a vibe.
You know about it. Everybody knows the 4040 Club, right? Like, any club that you might have heard about 5-10 years ago is not even, doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
But the 4040 Club is always here. Everybody's talking about it, and it's still popping. That's the thing.
Like, it's almost like
later,
it's coming back out again.
Out
like,
it's
re. What's that
and,
word? It's like
and
the rebirth.
Coming soon, there'll be others. So, you know, in the world.
The 4040 kiosk? Where you can be walking to the mall and get your 4040 win? Don't sleep.
There's a 4040 Club in Atlanta Airport.
For real?
Yeah, the D Terminal.
Wait a minute. I saw
in Barclays.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm working on a few others that we'll announce shortly. So there's definitely.
Are y'all gonna open one in Philly? Because you know, that's almost like where.
Meek, what's up?
Like for real? Because isn't he running?
Let's go.
Because they have everything. They have the. That would be dope to even do like a 4040 on wheels or something. You know, like because they have Made in America that comes
right
in. Even if they do it for that.
Pop-up.
But I forgot. Yeah, 4040 pop. Do y'all do that?
We don't, but we're looking at those options.
Yeah, we are. Yo, you have anything else, Frank? Because I love
the idea of just seeing like two young brothers that kind of came together, and the idea that the Jay-Z is a brother that started it, brought in two brothers to run it, and it's been so successful. And I mean, that's just great to see.
And for you to bring your brother on, he was like, yo, if y'all think I'm dope, I got somebody just as dope. And then you bring it, you didn't tell him it was your brother, it was your twin. Could you imagine?
He just showed up. He's like, what, y'all look alike?
Yo, for real?
Something like that.
No, that's so, like, that's so dope, because I ain't putting none of my brothers on. Like, they crazy. I'm scared. No, I got my brother this one job, and every day I had to go, because I knew the owner. It's right. A real nice spot. I was like, how's he doing? He's like, no, he said, the only problem he had with my brother, he said, he's too nice. I wish everyone was as approachable as him. And he was like, the only bad thing about that is because Philly is almost like New York and Baltimore. It's aggressive people. When you're so nice, like, people take advantage of that.
Right.
And what's crazy, that's crazy. That's the only problem they had with him. But one thing I love about y'all is that y'all are ahead of the game. Like, it feels like this is like a whole rebirth. And, like, thank you so much for allowing us to be here today with the Little Mo Show. Like, that's major. Shout out to Next Level Publishing. Shout out to OG Podcast Network. Shout out to my whole family. Shout out to the 4040 Club. And shout out to everybody that's, like, coming through and everybody that's paying attention to us talking in these interviews. Because if you don't watch, then all my damn kids. Ooh, because there's a lot of them motherfuckers. Then they won't eat. Shall I got five. Wow. But the oldest about to be 16, so I can leave them at the house. Yes, and Fred, you want to give some shout-outs? Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us. I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful... hopefully next time I show up, I get on the guest list.
You're good. Take care.
Hello.
Right. Direct connect. You got it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's the Little Mo Show. Catch us next time. We out.